I'm sure. And joining us as part of our great town of Fairhope, we've got City Councilman Jay Robinson with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So, want to welcome you to the program. And what is on the City Council agenda for tonight?
Well, I appreciate you having me here this morning. Luckily, we have a relatively short agenda tonight. Mostly budgetary items, but we do have the approval of our annual Grand Man put on by Mobile Baykeeper.
That's the Grand Man Triathlon?
That is correct. And so I'm expecting a fairly short City Council meeting tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully avoiding any major controversy.
Okay. Triathlons are something that I used to compete in. You know, I could actually swim for miles, I could ride a bike for miles, and I could run for about 30 feet. So, yeah, I didn't compete much. But
well, you know, it's something that brings a lot of people into Fairhope for this weekend. Baykeeper does a great job. And luckily, or hopefully, they'll have some good weather for it this weekend for sure.
Okay. Now,
or not this weekend. I think we're approving it.
We're approving it. So it's going to be a while before it comes
correct.
In.
I believe so. But you know, we've got even though the agenda is relatively brief, we do have quite a few things going on in Fairhope right now. First and foremost, the hottest topic is the construction,
right,
and road repair. And it's not, you know, progress is inconvenient. And I've spoken to a lot of our merchants downtown, and I can honestly tell you that we are doing this in the most efficient way possible. It is something that is just absolutely necessary, and it just takes time to do. But I do want to compliment those people at the city heading this up, Mayor Sullivan, number one, Jessica Sawyer, who's been down here taking care of it and communicating with everybody downtown. And they're making their way through, but these things are something that everyone will benefit from in the long run, and I just encourage them to be patient with us as we get the work done.
Yeah, they're actually getting pretty efficient at what they do. I mean, they started a block further down the road, and that took forever because the road was so narrow, and then they got to us here at 9 North Church Street, and now they're moving all the way up to Fells Avenue, and that's a lot of work.
It is, and they're doing all of the utility upgrades at once. You know, obviously tearing up the street, just coming in there and fixing gas or fixing water or fixing, it doesn't make sense to do it piece by piece. I mean, when you've got the street torn up like that and disrupted, we're trying to come in and do everything at once so that we can avoid something like this for the foreseeable future.
Well, I even saw AT&T here pulling up their lines while it was dug up. So it's not just y'all, but everybody with anything down there.
Correct. Now's your chance. Right.
So and speaking of not knowing what's down there, I was talking to some of the workers and stuff, and some of the supervisors that were planning this, and they were talking about the intersection at Fairhope and Church, and they said they didn't know what's down there because that intersection's over 100 years old. And they don't have plans for it from dating back then.
That's right. And so, I mean, you know, we are not only implementing what we had planned, but we're also having to deal with the unknown once we get in there. And I have been incredibly impressed with our team and how they've handled each of those situations and how quickly they've been able to get most of this done.
Okay. Now, what about some of the other construction that's going on around town, such as Fairhope and Ingleside?
Yeah, honestly, I've got to be honest with you. I don't exactly know what's going on there. Like I told you this morning, the only thing I know of it at this point is that detours my route to take my child to school in the morning.
Okay.
But you know, I'm not sure other than just typical road construction, but I'll make sure I find out, and I'll make sure to let everybody know.
Okay. And the electrical infrastructure work that's going on.
Just same thing. You know, we've got a lifetime worth of maintenance and upgrades that we're doing piece by piece as part of our overall utility upgrade plan. We've got a couple of new substations that have been put online in the last year or so, and we're just working to get each of our systems in place and upgraded and I guess just a piece by piece way, best we can do without taking anybody offline, without, you know, disrupting everybody too much. And as we get into the hotter months of the summer, electric is a very important part, because we don't want anybody losing their air conditioning during the summer in Fairhope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was talking to somebody, and they were saying how lucky we were that we didn't have to spend, you know, $400 a month heating our homes in the winter. I'm like, yeah, well, you've never spent the summer down
Correct.
Here.
We balance out for sure. Yeah, I mean, I think when we first discussed it, it was a five-year process for these upgrades. And obviously, I think it's going to take longer than that because, you know, as Fairhope continues to grow and the upgrades become more important, we find new things that need to be upgraded to accommodate the growing population.
Okay. And I've had people say, why don't they put stuff underground, particularly in like the fruits and nuts section, mm-hmm. where there's so many oak trees and so many live trees. Every time a storm comes, it knocks trees down onto the power lines. Why don't you put them underground?
Well, I think if you were starting from scratch and starting fresh, you might do that, because I do think it helps protect the utilities from being damaged. But converting the above ground lines to below, it's number one, it's time consuming. Number two, it's incredibly expensive. Those discussions have been had, and those recommendations or requests have been made to us, or at least to me. But I am not an electrical engineer, and I don't pretend to be. So I leave those decisions up to the people that I trust that we have that are qualified to make those decisions on what's the best path forward for us, not only from a repair and maintenance standpoint, but from a financial perspective also.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because once again, converting it, oh, Lord, that's going to be expensive.
It is, absolutely. And look, and sometimes you have no other option but the most expensive option. And you know, that's part of the balance of a council person is, you know, we're responsible for the city's purse strings and, you know, trying to find what's best but also the most efficient for the taxpayer dollar. It's difficult. You know, a lot of people have requests that we'd love to accommodate, but at the same time, is that the most efficient use of the city dollar? And sometimes it's not, and it's not always popular, but I guess that's why it's a tough job sometimes.
Okay. Well, anything else coming up in city business that you'd like to touch on?
Nothing in particular. I would just like to briefly mention we lost a very strong Fairhopean here recently with Van Saltz passed away. Van was on the rec board with me for a couple of years, or I was on the rec board with him for a couple of years. I think he preceded me long before I was there, and I think he was there when I was gone. Just a great volunteer in the community, did a lot of things, helped a lot of people, and just he will be missed for sure.
He will be missed.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in this morning, Counselor. We appreciate everything. That's Fairhope City Councilman Jay Robinson in with us this morning. And a relatively light agenda this evening.
Correct.
Most of it's just rubber stamping budget items. Anything big on the budget? Or
no, nothing unusual.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And, of course, the triathlon that will be expected to be approved?
I would imagine so.
Okay. Any other events that you know of that are on the books?
Well, that's a tough question. My wife helps plan some of these events, so I should know all of those. but, you know, Fairhope's full of events, and so I'm sure we have some coming up.
There's an event next week. I don't know what it is, but
there'll be an event next week. My apologies to my wife.
Okay. Thank you. I hate to put you on the spot like that. Fairhope City Councilman Jay Rivers, 1480 WAVF.